Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in this week for Mark Cox alongside Scott J. Gow. And joining us now, Fox News radio journalist, reporter Ryan Schmelz. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Yeah, of course. How are you doing, Ryan?
Good. And some of the developments that we're seeing from yesterday, there were some meetings that were called off when it comes to discussing the government budget, and there could be a possible shutdown looming because of it. Where do you think this is all headed?
Well, I think right now it's kind of still heading towards the outcome that we were expecting on Monday, which was that Leader Thune is going to put the bill on the floor that passed out of the House with just one Republican voting for, or Democrat voting for it. And then you're going to pretty much send that. So the Senate voted on it themselves. It failed. But Thune is going to now put this on the floor with, 24 to 48 hours before a government shutdown and say, you can either pass this one or you can vote for a shutdown. The choice is yours. So I think the hope for them is that the Democrats will cave on this and ultimately just vote yes.
Okay, that's a big gamble. When's the official deadline?
September 30th. So pretty much October 1st at midnight is when the government shuts down.
We got a double whammy. So, of course, I'm here in St. Louis, but I also now live in Michigan. We have our own government shutdown that's about to happen here as well. Yeah. So we can see some states and the federal government at the same time doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
I was just on a Michigan show and they were talking about it too. Like, oh man, we could have the double whammy.
Oh, is that right? What was the likelihood, do you think, that the two sides will get together? Or do you think more or less this could be strategy at this point and maybe the Schumer-Trump meeting will never happen before the deadline?
We'll see if there's any type of meeting. I mean, sometimes congressional leaders speak often about these issues. Now, Schumer has said over and over again that Thune has not been willing to meet with him. And that's one of the reasons we're in the position we're in. But, what you hear from the Republican side a lot is, hey, look, I mean, the deal that's on the table is not a bad deal at all for Democrats. It's a clean extension of government funding. There's no, there's no major spending cuts in here. There's, money in there for member security and whatnot, as well as, protection for other people like the judicial branch members and legislative and executive branch. But, Democrats have been pretty heck-bent on getting these health care provisions or these Affordable Care Act subsidies extended, and it doesn't seem like that's something Republicans want to deal with, at least in this bill. They think that's a separate issue that should be dealt with separately.
Mm. What do you think about the argument on that? So the two sides when it comes to health care, you have the Republican side that essentially says, if we were to tighten things up, meaning only insuring the people that are guaranteed through the program and finding the ones that are either overextending their stay or shouldn't have been on there to begin with, we're going to offset the cost by making sure those people that aren't eligible are kicked off. And what do you think of that argument that the Republicans are making versus the ones the Democrats are making right now, which is it doesn't matter. The end game is you're kicking people off. So that's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting, you talk to somebody like Tom Tillis, who supports an extension of these subsidies. He's a Republican, but he's also not exactly a Trump loyalist. He's not running for re-election. And, you know, his argument was, hey, look, I mean, you know, there are definitely ways in which this program needs to be reformed and they need to look at this thing. So it should not be rushed or put into, a government funding package. Now, there is an added deadline here that makes it a little bit concerning, which is open enrollment is about to begin. And that they've got a deadline there with that. So you have to extend these things relatively quick or work out a deal on that relatively quick if you were to avoid certain people not being able to get their health insurance premiums.
Right. One of the things I never understood when it come to a government shutdown is that they pay someone to go out there and put the metal barriers around parks and monuments in D.C. It's the stupidest thing. None of this seems practical. So we've seen government shutdowns and quite frequently over the last couple of years. And, you know, it makes you mad sometimes. I remember there was a time when I was in Fort Wayne and they were getting ready to send an honor flight out to see the World War II Memorial. And they were locking it up and they're like, you're going to block these veterans from seeing their own memorial because of this shutdown.
Crazy, huh?
I thought I'm going to hop on that plane and pull those barriers down myself to make sure they see this memorial. I'm not letting those stupid things stop them. Maybe if, I guess in Congress, they had the same sort of urgency to act that way. So maybe they would want to get this deal done in time. So they seem pretty far apart. So essentially, is what Republicans are banking on that they have to just win over enough Republicans to push this through?
Enough Democrats. Yeah. So they would probably need
Democrats.
Because you need you need 60 votes to break the filibuster. And
they
only got 53 Republicans. Rand Paul's going to vote no. Then you also have Lisa Murkowski voted no during the last bill. So then my math is terrible, but you would probably need about 9 Democrats then in order to get that filibuster broken. So they've got John Fetterman, so that gets you 52 right there. So now I have to add 8 more. I don't know if there's going to be 8 willing to do that, but there could be. So we'll see.
I worry not so much about what happens during a shutdown, but it always angers me after the fact that they pay all the workers everything anyway. So why even bother? Like you're going to get the money, but now you get an extra week or two of vacation added on top of that paid during the shutdown. There's no loss to anyone working in government during that time. No consequences whatsoever.
There are some that keep in mind, you don't get your paychecks and rent's due. And we're in an economy right now where, some might argue that missing one paycheck can be very costly, especially when it comes to rent payments and whatnot. So, and also you don't know how long this thing's going to drag on for either. So I think there are some senses of urgency when it comes to like those little things like that that do add up at some point. And like you mentioned, the metal barriers and all that stuff, people will point out that it costs money to prepare for a government shutdown. And then it costs money to reopen. So, when there's this big emphasis on DOGE and being more having a more efficient government, well, some will argue that one of the least efficient things you can do is a government shutdown because you are spending money on a lot of things that are just, considered to be, I guess, wasteful, right?
Right. All right. Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I guess your walk around D.C. and some of these areas may change here in a week. We'll see how this plays out.
We will. Absolutely.
May your walking path not be blocked. May I say that with a metal barrier. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Joining us from this morning with Gordon Deal, Nicole Murray. We'll talk some business with her coming up after the break. And she's a hardworking person. I found out that Nicole Murray is also a DJ after the show. So she's like on a top 40 station, which I thought, oh, that's awesome. So she's one of us. Nicole Murray after the break, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.